Hello everyone, and welcome to this very unique and special episode of the Self-Improvement Project. The reason it is unique and special today is I am currently sitting on the end slash edge of a pier off the east coast of Mallorca, a small island in Spain. Why am I doing this? I'm doing this to lean into the soulfulness of life, the creative energy that exists in all of us, and just simply enjoying the bliss that exists of everyday life and sharing that with you guys. Whether you are on holiday at the moment, whether you are on a morning walk, or whether you're in a place where you're looking forward to something, I hope this resonates somewhat. It's quite windy, but the sun is shining, the ocean is clear, and it's a beautiful scene to have the privilege to sit and record something for you guys today. There is something in having a few days of something completely different, out of routine, but where you can find your own rituals somewhat. My rituals this week have been finding somewhere for coffee and ice cream around the middle part of the day. But as individuals, we need rituals. We need rituals to give us peace. We need rituals for us to enjoy the day-to-day. Having spontaneous occasions that bring us joy are wonderful, but they are rare. We underappreciate the small rituals in our everyday that bring us so much peace, bring us so much identity, bring us so much meaning in life. I feel lucky to be able to sit here and record this for you, to speak my mind, to lean into the creativity that time and space for us to breathe provides us. I think there's something to be taken here where you can find something of your own ritual each day. You don't need to be somewhere sunny, special, in order to feel this. You need somewhere that matters to you. You need something that matters to you. And you need someone that matters to you. All of these things can elevate every experience you have in your life, from the mundane to the exciting. I think there is also something in allowing ourselves to be more creative. As people who have listened to a lot of my thoughts when speaking on this podcast, I feel, especially just now, almost 4 years into doing this podcast, that creativity is something that not enough of us unearth. We don't allow ourselves to have faith in creativity to make us a more rounded and wholesome person. We don't neglect it, but we do suppress it. We can't neglect something that we don't use. Creativity is available to us every day. But A, we don't provide the time for it. But more importantly, B, we don't trust ourselves enough to know how to access it or what it would be. We don't try enough things. We feel too silly. with that, we remove such a joy of life that is so intangible, is so immeasurable. There's no such thing as good art to you because it's judged by everybody else. And because of that, we choose not to do it. One of the beautiful things about creativity, about art, however you want to perceive it, is it never ends. It goes back to the idea of infinite games that I talked about years ago when I started this podcast. The concept of the best things in life never end. Life does end for us, but we need to play it as if it doesn't. There's many things in our society that encourage us to stop, whether that be retiring from anything or stopping doing anything. But it is an ongoing case of trying to find things that make us enjoy the day to day. Creativity is one of those things. The work towards art is one of those things. But instead of thinking about life as this end point, this end goal, this measurable, this metric, what we need to do is we need to view more things from the soul. Instead of looking for that achievement to brag about, we're looking for the thing that is going to make our day better. Let's look at a run, for example. You might run for a PB. You might run to make yourself fitter, to reach a certain pace. But the run is the thing that makes the rest of your day so sweet. You can not feel guilty about eating what you want. You can lean into the fatigue that it provides you, that is a sense of accomplishment. It's the pleasure that we take from knowing that our mind is more alert because we've released so many endorphins from the exercise that we've given. We need to think about how we view life from a slightly different perspective. The mindlessness of the everyday that we can choose to live. And this isn't about being more present or being more aware. It's about choosing to lean into things that a lot of people don't think matter, but they do. The small walks, the little bits of writing, the little bits of reading, the mindless stuff, but you're mindful when you're doing it. The lack of having to think about things all the time. These are almost tips on how to live somewhat. Yet, when we are not conscious of these, when we are in such a busy space in our minds that we can't feed it, then that's where it gets suppressed. That's where we're not able to access it so frequently. We have a beautiful opportunity when we live. Live a certain way, to choose how we live, to make the most of all the wonderful things humans have created. But we'll never feel that true joy if we don't allow ourselves to access the things that may seem silly on the surface, but deep down truly feed our soul. I'm going to close there today, guys. I spent this entire episode looking out beyond the horizon of the pier, with the mountains in the background, with the sea sloshing gently, but with the wind on my back. So I hope you've enjoyed that somewhat unique background experience. Apologies for the quality if it has been untenable. However, it is always a pleasure to sit down and take the time to express myself to you guys. And as always, I hope it's provoked some thought and allowed you to take your own rein check on how things are going as well. Otherwise, guys, have a wonderful week, and I will speak with you all soon. Cheers.